This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome, I'm Natalie Pinchem, and this is the June 20, 2014 podcast from JNS Pediatrics, which includes an article on oncology. Cognitive disorders in pediatric medulloblastoma. What neuroimaging has to offer. A review article by Duc Ha Huang and colleagues. Children treated for cerebellar medulloblastoma often have neurocognitive deficits, which significantly influences their quality of life and school performance. Recently, functional neuroimaging studies have focused on describing cerebrocerebellar lesions due to the treatment process for cerebellar medulloblastoma and have suggested the mechanism of formation of these lesions. Anatomical connectivity studies in humans and animals have highlighted cerebellar involvements in cognition and working memory. These data describe the fiber bundles that link certain dedicated cerebellar structures to other regions of the central nervous system, such as the cortical thalamic cerebellar and corticopontocerebellar networks. The anatomical abnormalities in these studies could be detected before the clinical symptoms. The resting state functional MRI studies specifically demonstrated the functional connectivity between the posterior cerebellar lobe and the prefrontal cortex, known to be engaged in working memory. The functional connectivities might be interrupted due to resected cerebellar lesions or affected because of other treatments. Functional neuroimaging allows the anatomo-functional role of the cerebellum to be studied non-invasively and should make it possible to gain a better understanding of the cognitive disorders observed in children treated for medulloblastoma and other cerebellar tumours. Based on neuroimaging and clinical studies, attention should be paid to particularly avoid or limit the damage to the posterior cerebellar lobes to minimize cognitive deficits. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. And for more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.